I'm Jian Xinli and from Beihang University, China. And due to the first answer, the PhD student Trilly, because of visa, it was checking, he cannot come here, so I intend him to give such presentations. Of course, journalists sometimes always the last one is the student's boss, but I am not, okay? In my presentation, we only divided this five parts. Firstly, we give some background and introduce why do such research. As we all know, virtual machine has become a very important component in cloud computing. And in these days, we also have the exhibitions. There are many, many famous companies such as VMware, Zen, and do some virtual machine work. Virtual machines have benefits such as isolation, encapsulation, and multi-inference benefits, and it's a key technology to support cloud computing. And another interesting work is virtual machine clusters. This means we can connect the different virtual machines to with a network, virtual network. This means multiple virtual machines can be connected together to support either powerful capacity, such as can support scientific computation and distributed database and distributed web service applications. However, in such environment, virtual clusters, as we all know, the failures have become normal in recent years. For example, in this, there are many famous conference has such OSDI.com. There are some data results about the failure about our computer storage. For example, disk is very easy to have some failures. And the network, all of these things may be often have some problems. But nowadays, a cluster and the data center always have thousands of computer nodes. And this means every day this failure we can be have. Nowadays, VM virtual machines also provide various approaches to support failure recovers. For example, the migration and VLAX lockstep. Lockstep provided by VMware it for hot backup. It only tolerates computer node failures. And the third approach about snapshot can tolerate both computer node and soft failures. So our target, our goal is just to research about, do some investigate about the virtual machine cluster snapshot and rollback, and frankly, to survive the failure of the computer node and to support a long time task running in virtual machine clusters. That's why, what's the problems in the virtual machine clusters snapshot? Firstly, we will have two key problems. Firstly, for a single virtual machine snapshot, we know because we virtual machine always has some memory size of the several GB byte memories. And snapshot should save the memory state. Yes, save the memory state and disk state and the CPU and the other device state. This is always time cost consuming. This only for a single virtual machine snapshot. Another important thing is because a virtual machine clusters includes several virtual machines. This is several virtual machines, how to make constant snapshot. This is a very important constancy protocols. For example, all right, there are three virtual machines. In these three virtual machines, there are some message, okay, send some TCP message. In generalists, as we all know, in fault tolerant research areas, to keep this constant is required protocol to guarantee the global virtual time. This means, for example, in the right figures, we can look. And one, message one and message two can be okay, because they are inside of the constant global virtual time. But for the message three, third message, because it's, we can look it, sorry. We can look it because it's sent after stamps or have been taken. This means the third process received a message, the third message, but the not resulted in the same stamps.virtual time. This means the third message should be dropped to keep constancy, because this will be lead a TCP backoff problems. What's the reason cause such a serious problem? We have given some analysis. Firstly, in current snapshot scales providers such as KVM and Comus, it provide two approaches. Firstly, first approach is stop and copy. Okay, this is very easy ways to stop the virtual machine and copy the virtual machine memory and the disk information. A second, with a pre-copy, this also provided by Professor Xu in Purdue University. A pre-copy approach is like on the right, the figure on the right. This means, firstly, in green bars, this means virtual machine running, it's running. But in red bars, is virtual machine stop. This means, firstly, after several interactively pre-copy the memory into the disk, then, if some constraints can be satisfied, that means the virtual machine will be stopped and flush all the remaining memory to the disk. Or if the all memory has been saved to the disk, this means the second step is to save the mark the virtual disk state. After all these things have been done, all these steps have been done, the virtual machine can be resumed. Okay, this is a procedure about the pre-copy with of the stamp sort. Firstly, source single machines. The second problem is we give an example about two virtual machines. In these two virtual machines, unfortunately, we can source different virtual machines that may be have a snapshot different time. Yes, okay, different time, because their virtual machine memory disk may be much different, the size much different. Okay, we can say from the figure on the left, this means all the red bars or the red areas. This means VM2, the second VM send message. The first message to VM1. This because the state of the VM1 is during stop. This means message 1 cannot be accepted. Okay, this means after VM1 has been resumed, yes, it's running again. But he send another message to VM2, but VM2 still on procedure of the make snapshot. This means the second message cannot be received. Of course, another is similar. If the VM2 also is in stop phase, this means VM1 send message 3 cannot be accepted. This means we call the difference time between the two virtual machines, we call the TCP backoff. This means all this period, the message cannot be communication anomalies. Okay, because these two problems, this means TCP backoff durations is related to the downtime and the difference between the VM's snapshot completion times. Okay, to illustrate these problems, we do the following experiments. In following experiments, we running 16 virtual machines in four physical machines. Every virtual machine have 2 GB memories. This means we're running disk this is easy to compare the least Linux kernel distributedly. As the figure shows, this means every virtual machine's the start time and ending time much different. Okay, this means the bars is less. The red part, red part is much different, not in the same same times. This means the longer of this difference time. This means the virtual machine cannot be run normally. Therefore, overwith is basically is required how to minimize downtime of single virtual machines. And secondly, we should minimize difference of difference of snapshot complete times between the communication virtual machines. These are our two goals we should be achieved. Based on all our problem analysis, we give some solutions and do some implementation on KVM commutes. This is solutions key issues we have analyzed. And for example, the first problems we should address the downtime of single virtual machines. We should be minimize the downtime of one single virtual machine snapshot. Secondly, among the different virtual machines, the difference of the snapshot complete time, we should minimize and make their time is similar. So we provide corresponding hot snap solutions. This means for single virtual machines, for memory and disk, we provide two approaches to achieve our goals. Firstly, we adopt copy or write, so the core-based memory snapshot to reduce the memory saving time. Secondly, we use a redirect or write, RAR. This means RAR-based disk snapshot. Snapshot to reduce the disk snapshot marking time. For the virtual machines, multiple virtual machines communications, we provide the consensus protocols to support keep the global consistency. This is our process and comparisons compared with the pre-copies. All right, we have introduced that now is the pre-copy measured. All right is our approach about the hot snap. This is the procedure is much different. In hot snap measured, we firstly stop virtual machines, okay? This must be different. Firstly stop virtual machines very shortly. This means we use the copy or write memory snapshot. Yes. Then we use redirect or write disk snapshot. All the direct or write disk approaches, this means we use a bitmap to mark every which disk block has been as a snapshot. Due to these two approaches provided, we can achieve short downtime and snapshot durations. These are our solutions for the one for the multiple virtual machines. This means if the downtime or one virtual machine's time is lower, this means the difference between the multiple virtual machines duration time will be mainly reduced, can be dramatically reduced. We give some more details about how to save the memory snapshot, okay, the memory slot. This is the core based. In the pre-copy approaches, this means we need to save all memories. But here, we only mark the memories. This means memory will be write protect. This means if the virtual machine can be resumed. This means this background, we use a background application to copy the dirty pages to our disk and use bitmap. And Okay, more details you can refer to our papers. Okay, we not talk here. For disk snapshot, we use bitmap instead of, because currently in Cocoa tools also provide the snapshot magazines. But this magazine depends on two level index trees. This index tree is always time consuming. This way you use bitmap tables it very quickly. This means the time to save disk snapshot only mark which block where is the snapshot currently. After both of the memory and disk state have been snapshot, then we provide concurrency protocol to support the virtual machine clusters. On the right, as the figure show, on the right, there are three virtual machines. This means in this virtual machines, we adopt the coloring method. This means for one virtual machines, there are three kind of colors. This means mix, snapshot, stop, and resume. Okay, resume. This means we can use MC type of variable in the Mac handlers to provide for the virtual machine communications protocols to mark whether this virtual machine is okay or not. Bitrose's approach is implemented over host-named architectures. Okay, this is our experiment. For example, we do some this is single virtual machine snapshot with 2 GB memories. In this result, as the result shows, both the durations, snapshot duration and the downtime, and the snapshot size also is very, very lower than the pre-copy magazines. Very important metric is the downtime, because this downtime is related to the communication can be running normally. This means we have dramatically reduced. For virtual machine snapshot, after one single virtual machine snapshot, we may do some experiments, virtual machine cluster snapshot result. This is about 16 virtual machines running four physical servers. We're running a disk CC to compile the kernels. Okay, on the left is that now we do some experiments use pre-copy, use current commutes. On the right, is our hot snap for virtual machine cluster. This we can obviously see the finish time almost at the same levels. This means the gap between the different virtual machines will be minimized. This means if the shorting of the different virtual machines, this means the overall downtime will be reduced. Okay, we also do some experimental studies for the various workloads, such as BT and MapReduce and MySQL, distributed MySQL, the different workload. We also do some different virtual cluster size, yes, and different various memory size for every virtual machine and the variant disk size. All of these things we can see over hot snap time is almost same levels. This means this metric doesn't have much impact to our performance. Yes. In this experiment, we have to two different virtual machine size. This means based on this result, on the middle is over on the left, firstly lower left or the hot snap approaches. This means the hot snap their size, their performance is better than VM start disk and stop copy magazines. Finally, we have given some real applications to evaluate our performance impact. Firstly, kernel compilers. Second is we use BitTorrent, BitTorrent applications. In this BitTorrent, all right, we can the curve in black can be increased quickly. This means the downtime will be very lower than previous approaches for hot stamp. Okay, finally, conclusions. We provide hot stamp for virtual machine clusters. Based on our experimental results, this means both our single virtual machine stamp downtime and the multiple virtual machine stamp downtime it will be reduced. And our future work and will be adopted our approaches to other virtual machine types such as Zen and other works. Thank you very much. Okay.
Hey, is HotSnap going to be integrated into any VM hypervisors anytime soon?
Yes, we integrated it into the KumuKVM. KumuKVM.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it available publicly, or is it something you guys have done internally?
Oh, currently we not. We are planned to submit a patch to the communities. But now they're not available.
Not yet. Okay.
Not okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank.
Oh, sorry,
okay.
Go ahead. So, hey, use the mic. We're recording it.
So I didn't quite follow exactly, but you're snapshotting these machines and shutting them down, bringing them back up. On the same hypervisor, is that what you're doing, or was there some migration process between hypervisors? I didn't follow exactly.
You mean between same hypervisor, maybe different hypervisor?
On the same physical machine, you were shutting them down and bringing them back up?
Yes. Okay. All same physical machines.
Okay. Never mind. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, thank you.